You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Praise the Lord, everyone. My name is Pastor Joseph Orange. Praise God. And introduce my wife. She's the speaker, Pastor Monica Orange. You are listening to Miracle Blessings Healing Broadcast. Here are your weekly announcements for the Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, located at 1500 East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida, under the leadership of Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Make plans to join us for these powerful service tonight and Friday tonight at 8 p.m. Join us as Pastor Andre Smith will be in revival. Come expecting a powerful move of God. Pack your grip and make your getaway this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are blessed to welcome Pastor George Chamberlain and Lady Chamberlain, praise God, of God, the dwelling place. Don't miss these times of blessings, healing, and restoration. We'll see you there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
And on today, we are going to be talking about God is our refuge. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to be looking at Psalms 46. We're going to be talking about standing firm when everything around you is shaking.
Yeah.
That is Psalms 46. And we're going to be discussing on today about a song of unshakable confidence. All right? So take out your pencil and your pad. Let's walk this journey Psalms 46.
Because it
was written by the sons of Korah, a family of Levites appointed to lead worship in Israel. And their ancestor Korah rebelled against God. Yet God preserved his descendants, and they became faithful worship leaders. Their testimony reminds us that God's grace is greater than our past.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 46 was written for God's covenant people during uncertain times.
Yes, Lord.
Because during these times, nations raged, kingdoms rose and fell, yet the psalm calls God's people to a place not in armies, walls, or governments, but to a place in the Lord himself.
Yeah.
So let's look at a verse-by-verse revelation of this psalm.
Yes. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Notice that before the psalmist ever mentions trouble, he introduces us to God.
Yes.
This is the pattern of biblical faith.
Yes.
We do not begin by measuring the size of our problems. We begin by remembering the greatness of our God.
Yes.
Our confidence rests in his character, not in our circumstances. We got to understand that God is not merely a place to hide when life falls apart.
Yes.
He is a source of strength when we need to stand when everything around us is shaking, because he is an ever-present help in trouble.
Hallelujah.
We never face a trial by ourselves. Before we call upon him, he is already there, ready to sustain, strengthen, and helping his people. Verse 2.
Therefore will not we feet afear through the earth be removed, and through the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
The psalmist imagines the earth itself giving away in this verse. Yeah. Even if things we consider most stable collapse, God remains unchanging. Therefore, we need not to fear.
Yes, Lord.
The word therefore connects this verse to the first one.
Yeah.
We do not fear because God is our refuge and strength.
Yes.
Our courage is rooted in who God is, not in the absence of danger.
Yes.
Biblical faith is not the denial of disaster, people of God. It is the confidence that even if the worst could happen,
my God,
God is still sovereign.
Yes.
He's still present
and
still worthy of our trust. Verse 3.
Though the waters thereof, praise God, roar and be troubled, through the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
Selah.
You don't have to do
the
that.
Roaring waters symbolize overwhelming chaos, turmoil and forces beyond human control.
Yes.
The mountains which appear immovable,
hallelujah,
now tremble before the power of the sea.
Yes.
This reminds us that even in the strongest of things in this world, they're all temporary.
Yes.
Yet while creation shakes, God never does. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, providing unshakable security,
hallelujah,
by his people. Selah reminds us to this. Pause. We need to reflect and let this truth settle into our hearts and our spirits.
Yes.
Instead of focusing on the noise of the storm, we are called to fix our attention on the faithfulness and the sovereignty of our God. Amen. Verse 4 says,
there is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
Jerusalem had no great river like Babylon or Egypt.
Yeah.
The river points to God's life-giving presence. He himself is the source of his people's joy and security. While the nations are described as roaring like troubled waters in verse 2 and 3, God's river is quiet, life-changing, and refreshing. The Lord replaces the chaos of the world with the peace of his presence. The city of God represents the place where God dwells among his people. Their gladness is not found in favorable circumstances, but in the assurance that God is with them.
Yes.
This river also points us forward to Christ,
hallelujah,
who declared himself to be the giver of living water.
Yes, Lord.
Through him, believers receive the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, who refreshes, strengthens, and sustains them each day. Verse 5 says,
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
Because God is in the midst of his people, they are ultimately secure. Their confidence rests in his presence, not in their own strength. The city's greatest defense was not its walls or its soldiers, but the presence of the living God,
hallelujah,
dwelling among his people.
Yes, Lord.
Where God is present, there is hope, protection, and strength.
Yes.
God shall help her. And that right early means God comes to the aid of his
Lord.
People at the proper time.
Yes.
He is never late.
Yes.
He is never absent.
Yes.
And he is never unaware of their needs.
Yes,
his
Lord.
Timing is always perfect.
Yes.
Even when we must wait upon him.
Yes.
Verse 6 says,
the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, the uttered his voice, the earth melted.
Nations raged and kingdoms totter, but God merely speaks and the might of the earth melts before him.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Means his authority is absolute.
Thank
the
you,
greatest
Jesus.
Powers on earth are still subject to the sovereign king of heaven. No ruler, no army or nation can resist his command forever. What human strength cannot accomplish, God does with his word.
Yes,
his
Lord.
Voice is greater than the noise of the nations, and his rule can never be overthrown. Verse 7.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah.
The Lord of hosts reminds us that the commander of heaven's armies is with his people. The God of Jacob reminds us that God's grace reaches imperfect people. The same God who remained faithful to Jacob remains faithful to his people today. His promises are not weakened by our weakness because his covenant rests upon his unchanging character.
Yes, Jesus.
Refuge reminds us that God is not merely a place to visit in times of crisis, but it is a continual dwelling place of those who trust in him. Selah causes us to pause once again and reflect on this remarkable truth.
Yes.
The Almighty God, The Lord of heaven's armies is not against his people, but he is indeed with them.
Yes.
Verse 8 says,
come, behold the works of the Lord, that desolations he hath made in the earth.
The psalm invites us to remember God's mighty works throughout history. He has always been faithful, and he will remain faithful. Verse 9 says,
he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
God alone can bring lasting peace. Human conflict ends ultimately under his sovereign rule, pointing us to the coming reign of Christ. Verse 10.
Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
Be still. It's first God's command to the rebellious nations to cease striving against him. For believers, be still is an invitation to rest confidently in his sovereign care. God's declaration says, I will be exalted. It is not a possibility, but a certainty. No rebellion, government, or kingdom can prevent his ultimate glory from filling the earth. This verse reminds us that history is moving towards God's appointed end time. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
God alone
preach it.
Will receive the glory he deserved. Verse 11.
Yes, Lord. Verse 11, praise God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah.
The psalm ends where it began, with God's presence. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob remains our refuge. So how do we apply this today?
Yes.
When fear comes,
uh-huh.
Run to your refuge, God.
Yes,
when
yes.
weakness comes,
preach it.
Depend on his strength.
Yes.
When the future seems uncertain,
uh-huh.
Remember that God already stands in tomorrow.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us, yes. We can face every trial with confidence because we're not alone. When the storms of life rage, anchor your soul in the unchanging word of God.
Yeah.
When your heart is overwhelmed, remember that God's presence is greater
Hallelujah.
Than your pressure.
Yes.
When the enemy whisper lies,
yes.
answer him with the truth
yes.
of the scripture.
Yes.
You are who God says you are.
Hallelujah.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Yes.
When you feel alone, remember that the Lord has promised, I will never leave thee
no.
or forsake thee.
Oh, yes.
God promises yes, you that God. He will always be there.
Hallelujah.
When you feel your faith is small, trust in the greatness
trust.
Of the
yes.
one in whom your faith rests.
Yes.
And that is the Lord Jesus himself.
Yes.
When circumstances seem out of control, remember that God still reigns over heaven and earth. And when you don't know what to do
Thank
next,
you, Lord.
Take the next step in obedience
yes.
and let God direct
yes,
your
yes.
path.
Preach it.
When peace seems impossible,
uh-huh.
be still enough
no.
to recognize
Hallelujah.
That God
know that he is
already
God.
At
yeah.
work. When you grow weary
uh-huh.
in the battle,
uh-huh.
draw strength from the Lord,
yes.
for the victory they belongs to
run.
Him.
Yes.
When the world around you is shaking,
yes. Yes.
stand firm on the rock
yes.
that will never be moved.
Hallelujah.
Church and people of God, our security is
yes.
not found
yes,
in favorable
Lord.
Circumstances.
Yes.
Those
yes,
will come.
Thank you.
Our security is not in a stable government
yes.
that is not of God.
Yes.
Healthy economics. Everything
yes.
belongs to him.
Preach
or
it.
Even in our own strength.
Yes.
Remember, his breath gives us life.
Yes.
It is he that sustains us.
Yes.
Our security is found in the unchanging presence of the Almighty God. He is our refuge today, yesterday,
yes.
and tomorrow.
Yes.
He is our strength
yes.
for forever.
Yes.
Therefore, let us trust in
Preach
him
it.
Alone.
Yes, Lord.
Rest in him.
Yes.
Obey only him.
Yes.
And glorify him
yes.
until the day that we stand in his presence.
Hallelujah.
Remember. Psalms 46
uh-huh.
was written for people living in uncertain times.
Yes.
And it still speaks with power
yes.
to God's people today.
Hallelujah.
Faith does not deny reality.
Yes.
It views reality through the character and promises of God. The earth may shake, nations may rage, the kingdom may rise and fall,
yes.
but our God, he never changes. The river of God's presence will bring peace
yes.
to his people.
Yes.
The Lord of hosts is still with us.
Preach it.
The God yes. of Jacob is still our refuge.
Yes.
The God of the cross
Hallelujah.
Reminds us that God entered it for
Thank
our
you,
suffering.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
The empty tomb reminds us that Christ has already conquered our greatest enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Okay? The Holy Spirit, which is our teacher, reminds us that we never face life's battle alone. Our confidence is not in what we see,
yes, yes, yes.
but it is in God who sees the end from the beginning. Okay? So when fear comes, run to your refuge. When weakness comes,
yes.
depend on his strength. When the future seems uncertain,
yes.
remember God already stands in tomorrow.
Yes.
When your heart is troubled, be still and know that he is God, because Jesus Christ Emmanuel,
yes.
meaning God with us,
uh-huh.
we can face every trial with confidence,
yes.
every battle with courage,
yes.
every sorrow with hope, and every tomorrow with peace.
Yes.
For our God is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our ever-present help in trouble.
Yes.
And he is worthy of our worship and worthy of our praise.
Yes.
You gotta remember, just like a child grabs for his mother
yes.
or his father when he or she is in trouble, we too must grab for the Savior. We too must reach for the cross. We too must be reminded where our security is found. It is found only in the presence
yes,
of
Lord
the
Jesus.
Almighty God. Okay?
Yes.
Remember, you are safe
yes.
when you are in the presence of the
yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So when it
Preach
becomes
it.
Hard,
yes.
all you must do is seek the face of God.
Yes.
All you must do
Hallelujah.
Is get yourself before the Savior.
Yes.
If you have to run, run.
Yes.
If you gotta crawl, crawl. If you gotta walk, walk. Whatever it takes. And it is important that you even have your circle understand that when life gets to lifing, their job is to get you to the Savior. Their job is not to let you waddle in your mess.
Yes, Lord,
their job
Jesus.
Is not to let you run fearful and afraid of what the enemy. Remember, just like David
yes.
did Goliath,
Thank you,
though
Jesus.
You come with your sword
Hi,
and your shield,
Thank
I come
you.
In the name of
yes,
the Lord.
Jesus.
That's how you come
Preach
to
it.
Your problems.
Yes.
That's how you come to your struggles.
Yes.
That's how you come to your situation.
Yes.
You are not bound. You have a Savior
Hallelujah.
That has already conquered it all.
Yes.
Though the world may be crazy
yes.
around you,
yes.
your God is steady.
Yes.
Your God is not moving. He is not wishy-washy.
Preach it.
He is not unchanging.
Yes,
he is a reliable source of strength.
Yes,
he is a reliable source of help.
Yes.
He is a safe place and he is an assured place. He's like insurance. In case it
happens,
he's there.
Yes,
in case something goes wrong, he's already sent
Jesus.
The price and it's paid in full.
Hallelujah.
He sent his son so that you don't have to be alone in the struggle.
Yes,
it don't mean struggle don't come. It don't mean hard times don't come. Life is going to life. But you got to remember that there is a God above all. There is a Savior above all who already knew it was going to happen. There is a God who knew the ending before the beginning even started.
Yes.
So with that understood, God was already at the finish line. So he knows that you're going to finish strong.
Yes.
All you got to do is put your trust in him.
Yes.
All you got to do is listen to what he tells you to do.
Yes.
All you got to do is be obedient to his commands. All you got to do is watch as well as pray.
Yes, Lord.
See the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
And know that God is with you.
Yes.
He is a sustainer of his people.
Yes.
All we got to do is trust him.
Trust him.
All we got to do is believe.
Yes.
All we got to do is walk upright.
Yes. Yes.
All we got to do is walk circumspectly to the
yes,
word.
Lord Jesus.
All we got to do is just be obedient.
Yes.
Obedient to the Lord of hosts,
Lord.
And remember that just like Jacob, because he was God's, God was his God, Jacob's God is our God too, all right? So just like the Lord of hosts is with him, he's with us, all right? Don't forget it in your time
Hallelujah.
Of crisis.
Yes.
Steady yourself. Steady your mind.
Yes.
Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ.
Yes.
Let this mind be in you,
Hallelujah.
Meaning the mind of Christ that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That mind that reminds you that I'm more than a conqueror. The mind that reminds you that if I just stand still, all right? If I just be patient, if I just wait on the Lord, I shall win because I'm more than a conqueror. I shall not be defeated because my God has already given me the victory. Remember, the keys of death and hell are in your hands, meaning it's already been won. The victory has already been yours. All you have to do is be one of the called of Christ. Amen? When your future seems uncertain, meaning
Lord.
You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring to you, trust in the Lord.
Trust him.
Trust in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Know that your Lord is already in your future.
Yes,
remember,
Lord.
Your Lord is already working on your tomorrow.
Yes,
remember
Lord.
That God of today is God of tomorrow.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Just like God of today orchestrated your day because your steps were ordered by the
Hallelujah.
Lord, your God of tomorrow is orchestrating your tomorrow as well. So therefore, you don't have to be weary.
Yes.
All you got to do is walk in faith and believe that God is already with
you. Yes,
all right? And in the time of trouble, just say la, meaning just give yourself a moment to reflect.
Yes,
give yourself a moment to think. If God did it before, he's going to do it again.
Amen.
All right? Remind yourself, if God did it yesterday, since he's the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, yesterday's God will perform again today. And today's God will perform again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And in your weakness, remember, it's in him you are strong.
Yes.
It's in him you are more than a conqueror.
Yes, Lord.
It's in him that you should move, breathe, and have your being.
Yes, Lord.
Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in man. Those two things fail all the time.
Yes, Lord.
But trust in the Lord who is your refuge.
With all your heart.
Trust in the Lord who is your strengthener.
Yes.
And trust in the Lord who shall sustain you with his might.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
At
Jesus.
This time, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Orange. Prayer of salvation.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Asking, hallelujah, for your healing touch, Lord. You are the great physician, and there is, hallelujah, no sickness, God, nor diseases or suffering that is greater than your power. And Father, I ask you to touch every listener, every person, body right now, from the top of their head to the very sole of their feet, Father. Bring healing to every organ, every cells, every bone, every place where pain or sickness has entered. Remove weakness, restore strength, bring peace to their mind and spirit. Your word says in Isaiah 53, you was wounded for our transgressions, you were abused for our iniquity, for the chastisement of our peace was upon you by your stripes, Lord. Your word says we'll heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every needs, God. Open every door, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people, God, all over the land, all over the world, God. Look on God, the shed-in, Father, as we come to agreement, Father, in the name of Jesus. Grant them, God, their heart desire, God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, on their behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Work it out, God. You know all things. You see all things, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory and we give you the praises and all the blessings that we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Did anyone, praise God, today, praise God, have received, hallelujah, Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you believe that God risen Jesus from the dead? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I repent. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And you shall be saved in Jesus' name. If you need a church home, praise God. Find a church home, praise God. A Bible-believing church home, praise God. Where miracles and deliverance and signs and wonders, hallelujah, take place. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
And don't forget to come out tonight. Tonight, Thursday night, and tomorrow, Friday night, 8 p.m., Pastor Andre Smith will be in revival. And make sure you make it on back on Sunday at 11:30. We have Pastor George Chambliss and Lady Chambliss of God's Dwelling Place bringing forth the message of that hour.
Yes, Lord.
Remember, we are under the leadership of Apostle Elizabeth Hayward.
Amen.
At Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue. If you do not have a church home, we welcome you. Come on out and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.